Hi guys, welcome to Mental Health Monday. It's the mental health episode of Talk More with Nessa, and I want to say thank you for taking out the time to click the link and come join me today on today's episode. Very quickly today, our topic is how to find joy in the smallest things. I mean, finding joy in the littlest ways possible. So if you click the link, it means you're looking for ways that you can find joy in the smallest of things and then spread that happiness all through. Welcome once again, and let's get started. Okay, so first things first, what is happiness? I mean, we're all chasing happiness, we're in pursuit of happiness, but what is happiness exactly? Happiness is a feeling that's pretty much wanted by almost everybody. In fact, everybody, not almost everybody. And maybe it's, sometimes it eludes us, and maybe it's because of the way that we go about it or how we decide to chase happiness. Because most people tend to think, oh, when I'm able to get a job that pays me, let's say, 500K, 1 million, you know, whatever figure it is, then I will be truly happy. I'd also be like, oh, maybe when I finally find a piece of land and I build a house and it's my dream home and I get a car. Some others might say, when I find a spouse, when I have kids, when I have lots of money that I can afford to go anywhere that I like. Anyways, happiness is, you know, different for each one of us, but trust me, happiness is not going to come to you when you get all of these things. Happiness is in the now. It's in the moment, the present time that you actually have now. And you can actually find it in the littlest things throughout your journey on earth. So if you cannot enjoy the journey presently, then eventually when you make it to that destination that you're working so hard to get to, how sure are you that you're going to find that happiness? So postponing your happiness till you get a certain thing, it's a silly game that's played, because in the end, happiness is like a mirage. It looks real, but when you get it, it's fleeting and it quickly disappears. Happiness is fleeting. Now, it's very important for you to find joy in the littlest of things, because instead of always chasing the rainbow, you can focus on the small details of your life. And those small details are like the tickets to a happier life. And then you get there when you learn to focus on finding joy in the smallest things. If you're not sure how to get started on finding happiness in the littlest things, you're right here and you're going to get some healthy tips, or some, you know, perfect tips, if I can call them perfect, if I do say so myself. Now, first things first, hit the pause button. You have to pause and recognize this moment. Think about the way you feel, the things that surrounds you, the world that you've created for yourself, the achievements you have so far. When you pause and you think about all of these achievements and all of these things, you're able to recognize and appreciate the simplest pleasures. I mean, the smallest pleasures that you are currently enjoying. Things like the laughter that you are able to put on your friends' faces, your parents' or your spouse's face, your children's face. I mean, the sound of the birds chirping, the intoxicating aroma of coffee or even jollof rice. I mean, the changing colors of the sunset. I mean, the perfect beauty of nature. When you are able to pause and appreciate all of these things, you're subconsciously building or working in the habit of building or finding joy in the littlest of things. And that is like a win-win situation, if I do say so. Secondly, take little risks. Yes. Say yes to things that you might usually put aside because of your busy life or because you're too scared to take a risk. Say yes to stopping all your work and just drinking your coffee in peace. Say yes to that hangout with your friends. Say yes to reading some chapters of that book that you've been postponing. Say yes to waking up early to watch the sunrise. Say yes to listening to a podcast. Say yes to listening to music. Say yes to seeing that movie. Say yes to trying that new food. Be adventurous in bite sizes. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, take risk. What's the worst thing that could happen? And who knows, you might enjoy it. Moving on, be grateful. Take the time out to sit and look around you. Chances are you're going to see so many things that you can be grateful for. You might actually be saying, there's not much to be grateful for, especially with the situation of things in our country, Nigeria. But trust me, there are so many things you can be grateful for, including nature, including things that inspires you, as well as material things that you've worked hard for in your life. when you start to realize that all of the work you put in has these little rewards that has surrounded you all along, it is easier for you to see them for what they represent, and then you are able to find joy in them. Okay, moving on to disconnect to connect. Yes, disconnect yourself to connect yourself back. Like, when was the last time you checked your phone? I mean, we're in the social media world, so everybody's always on their phones. Are you listening to this podcast right now on your phone? Yes, you are, I guess. Phones and smartwatches and tablets, laptops, all of these have become like an extension of us, and that's great. But sometimes we need to plug off, we need to take a break from all of this, because they keep us so, obsessed. Okay, they keep us addicted, and we're kind of obsessed with these gadgets that we can't even drop our phones for a minute. We want to see what's happening. We want to see what's happening on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. We don't want to miss out, but sometimes you have to set up, in fact, create time and disconnect yourself from your device in order to connect yourself to real life. Connect with your pet, with your spouse, your co-workers, connect with your roommates, your kids, your neighbors, connect with your parents, whoever is around you in that moment. Connect to them without technology being a hindrance. When you're able to disconnect yourself from technology, even if it's just for an hour a day, your eyes will be open to all of the wonderful things that are around you, and then you start finding joy in those things. Final tip, think like a child. Have you ever watched children play? Like, they play with so much carefree abandon. They have no worries. When was the last time you actually give yourself permission to go back to how you felt when you were younger and full of wonder and curiosity? I mean, all those times that all you had to worry about was what to eat. In fact, you're not worrying about what to eat. You just had to figure out how to finish your food, because if you don't finish your food, your mom is going to get pissed. You know, all those times when your life was so easy and simple. Try something you would have loved to try when you were little. That's going back to thinking like a child. Extra tips, listen to your favorite songs, play it loud, dance to it, sing along. Even if you can't sing, sing along to it. And even if someone is watching and you don't dance well, dance anyway. Get yourself some flowers, get yourself nice fragrances, get yourself your favorite meal, or you can even cook it. Go for a walk. It can be hard sometimes to actually do it, but I mean, no one ever died. Okay, no one ever regrets going for a walk. I mean, in a safe environment. So go for a walk, and while you're out there, really take it all in, the sound, the smell, the sight, the people. Indulge freely in nature. Basically, it's one of the best places for finding joy in the little things in life. Watch the sunset or the sunrise. Just sit there and really admire the work of God. There is beautiful magic in all of this moment. And smile. Smiling is one of the biggest little things they can really, really do to change your life and the life of someone else. It produces endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin. That is the feel-good hormones. And this relaxes your body. It tells your brain that you're happy, even if you're forcing it. And it's also contagious. The fact that when you smile and you look at somebody, they also end up smiling. I mean, it's so beautiful. It's like a beautiful connection. So, in conclusion, I said, learn to smile, go for walks, think like a child, disconnect to connect, disconnect from social media to connect back to the real world, because social media is not the real world. The real world is the one you're actually living now. So stay present in the moment. And I also said, you should hit the pause button. Hit the pause button, take little risks, because risks are also important. I mean, you might end up loving it. And finally, be grateful. Have a gratitude journal where you list or write all of things that you are grateful to God for, all of the things you're grateful for. Doesn't have to be all materialistic, but material things can be included as well. And in conclusion, like I always tell you at the end of my podcast, don't forget to stay happy. Try to stay happy. Be kind to yourself. Take extra time to love yourself, to pour that goodness upon yourself so you are able to be full enough to pour all the love and goodness onto another person. Thank you so much for listening to me on today's episode of my podcast. I want to say you are amazing. You're a rock star. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Do have a wonderful week ahead with lots of sunshine, amazing news, blessings that you can help, but you know, be grateful for. Until another episode again, stay safe out there, guys.